am Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by a singer-songwriter whose name is Bella Rios. She has a very interesting story, and it's all about her new EP, Sincerely, which just came out here in May. So we'd like to welcome to the show Bella Rios. Nice to have you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I did want to talk to you about, you know, your career or your career path as to this point. Mm-hmm. You look very young. I would assume in your early 20s if you're in college now. So you started at five? Is that when you began your music journey?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say when I was five, my mom enrolled me in classical piano because she had done classical piano when she grew up for 13 years, and she did the competitions and everything. And I had the most supportive teacher. But very early on, she realized I was more interested in playing covers of like Whitney Houston than I was about Bach or Beethoven. So she really supported me in learning how to accompany myself. And I began playing ballads, and it was all a natural progression from there. But that's where I started. Yeah.
And so then you went to the guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm most comfortable on piano and guitar. I technically can play the saxophone because, like most kids, I had to pick a band instrument in sixth grade, mm-hmm. and I thought the saxophone was really hot. I don't know why. And that means that all the guys in the saxophone section were cute. So I could technically play the saxophone, which has come in handy. And I can play the bass too, but not super well.
And you're a singer who's been influenced by quite a diverse background in music. I see you listed Aerosmith and Fleetwood Mac and Queen. I guess your parents' music, and then your music is Adele and Pink and people like that.
Well, yeah. So after I got comfortable with classical piano, I got into singing, and my primary performance outlet was being in a classic rock cover band for years and years and years. That's where I got comfortable on stage. And so that music has had a massive influence on what I like to perform, what I like to write, and what I feel empowered by. And obviously my parents raised me listening to those things. We used to dance in the kitchen, like religiously every night after dinner, to everything from Shakira to AC/DC. It was a very eclectic mix for sure.
Well, I'm sure that helped you. That helped shape your music, you know, that you today, the music you make today was influenced by the music you grew up listening to.
For sure. I think I love that I can bring all those different influences together, but it definitely led to a kind of identity crisis when I was first trying to write for myself, because I just had gotten so used to imitating people in the cover band and imitating people I was singing when I was playing on the piano. Like, I wanted to be Adele. And then when I went to write for myself, I didn't know exactly what came out naturally or what felt right to me if I wasn't copying someone else. So it took a process of trial and error to figure out how to bring all of those influences together in a way that felt unique and authentic.
Do you imitate people? Can you imitate a singer? I mean, I know Ariana Grande does Britney Spears and does a whole bunch of them.
I mean, I love imitating people. I'd like to put my own little twist on it. Like, mm-hmm. I will never be able to sing Janis Joplin like Janis Joplin, but I will try my best. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I still do cover shows, and I do my best to replicate those insane performances.
What's your best imitation? Because I'm going to ask you to do it.
No. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It depends. Let me think. I love Janis. I love Peace of My Heart.
All right, do Janis Joplin then. Just a verse, you know, just the beginning, you know, just something simple and easy.
Okay. Didn't I make you feel like you were the only man? And yeah, didn't I give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. And each time, yeah, that's
I love it. I love it. That's great. That's excellent. Thank you for doing that. I know I threw that at you. So now I'm gonna ask for you to do a full song from Sincerely, if you don't mind. What is the first song? What are we gonna hear?
I'd love to start with Walking in the Rain. It's a song, I'm proud of all the songs on the EP, but this one in particular is really relevant to me where I am right now in college. I wrote it in this dorm room about the daily grind of getting through rainy days in New Jersey while putting a smile on my face. So yeah, I think it's fitting. So
and it's walking in the rain.
Yes.
All right. Here is Bella Rios and Walking in the Rain on Border Crossings.
Stare at the ceiling, dread the deadlines and endless to-dos. I'm run down and tired, not having any time for the dreams that I wanna come true. Don't get me wrong, I'm not clueless, can't complain about much, it's true. Stuck in the same place that I always knew. I listen to happy songs while walking in the rain, trying to keep my head up, 'cause that's what this song is saying. I can't stop the feeling, my hands touch the ceiling, I shut up and dance all night long. Every listen, this life feels like the one in that refrain. Woke up with the usual feeling, same old cycle, not anything new. I'm restless and spent wondering where the time went, stuck in the same place that I always knew. Don't get me wrong, I'm not clueless, can't complain about much, it's true. But my heart, it still aches, life just takes and it takes. Stuck in the same place that I always knew. I listen to happy songs while walking in the rain, trying to keep my head up, 'cause that's what this song is saying. I can't stop the feeling, my hands touch the ceiling, shut up and dance all night long. With every listen, this life feels like the one in that refrain.
Chatting with Bella Rios, who's our guest today, and her new EP is called Sincerely. We had Walking in the Rain, and I understand that there's a theme on this album. A lot of the songs are dealing with mental health issues.
Yeah, I'd say so. I wrote these songs over a prolonged period of time. Some of them are from the last 6 months, and some of them are from as far back as 4 years ago. And I've just now figured out how I wanted to finish them and put them out. And I'd say because of that, you really see a progression in how I process certain situations and what I struggle with. because I've certainly grown. You can see that growth and development as a person through the songs.
Can you share any of that? Can you open up to us? Because, you know, we have a lot of people listening and you have a great platform and maybe you have advice for somebody who might be experiencing or, you know, what you experienced.
For sure. I think like most or like many people today, I struggle with OCD, different things with eating. And in particular, the songs that touch on those, the songs that I wrote during those times on this EP, In the Dark is most specific. I wrote it about the thoughts that keep me up at night. I have this perpetual list of things because of my OCD that as soon as my head tries to go quiet, it's like, okay, worry about this. It's the same thing like every night. And it was very crippling for me for a long time, like socially, academically, just I couldn't be myself because I was so paranoid of adding another thing to my list of worries. And I guess, obviously, songwriting is super therapeutic for me in how I deal with those different types of struggles. But I'd say advice to people who are struggling with any of those things, I think, you know, challenge yourself because you want to feel better about yourself. You want to work to make yourself feel better, but also be kind to yourself in that process. Like, you're not going to go from struggling with this thing to immediately healed in 24 hours. And there's going to be a process of ups and downs, but eventually it will get better. So I guess be kind to yourself and stay hopeful, but also do things that are difficult for you that you think will help you be better.
Well, thank you for being so honest, you know, and vulnerable. I appreciate that. Bella Rios is our guest. And, you know, I mean, you have this platform that you can influence a lot of younger people. Maybe you never thought of that, but there's a lot of 13, 14 year old girls who look up to you and, you know, your fans, your fan base. But it's pretty amazing stuff. And, you know, I think we have so many labels in mental health now. OCD, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it wasn't called OCD. It was just somebody who was being very organized, overachiever, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah. You know,
I heard Dua Lipa talk about the fact she can't do anything if she doesn't write it down.
No, it's really, honestly, it can be definitely more than just being organized. It can be really difficult to function. But I think the more open you are about it, the more, like when I was finally willing to address it and accept it, which took me a while, I won't lie. I kind of said, oh, I'm just type A. Oh, I'm just really driven. Like, I don't need to fix this. It really came to a head right before I came to college. And once I was open and willing to talk about it, that's when I was really able to start getting better. So I think keeping these conversations going is really important for people who are experiencing that.
Will you do another song for us?
Yes, for sure. I actually want to play In the Dark for you. It's such a special song to me. So yeah, that one.
All right. Bella Rios, In the Dark.
Spinning on my own, my head is my home. Why do you care anyway? Please don't think I'm being harsh. I just gotta start letting it fall away. 'Cause I keep fighting myself and I, hoping for a little bit of peace and quiet. I know I'm not in control. 'Cause I go to sleep like I'm going to war, ready for a battle that I always swore to let go. I'm not in control. Ooh, 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 I'm falling. Ooh, 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 don't fall in. 'Cause when I'm in the dark, I can fall apart. I can put the fire out, the flames are in my heart. Ooh, 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 ooh. I keep staring at the clock. Just want time to stop, but it keeps on ticking anyway. Please don't tell me I'm okay. It's always been this way. Chasing demons, they won't go away. 'Cause I keep fighting myself and I, hoping for a little bit of peace and quiet. I know I'm not in control. 'Cause I go to sleep like I'm going to war, ready for a battle that I always swore to let go. I'm not in control. Ooh, 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 I'm falling. Ooh, 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 I'm falling. 'Cause when I'm in the dark, I can fall apart. I can put the fire out, the flames are in my heart. Ooh, 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 ooh. Somewhere peace can't find me. All these thoughts remind me. Every night I'm fighting. Ooh, 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 ooh. Lost where sound surrounds me. Oh, so loud I'm drowning. Send me free, I'm begging. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm falling. Ooh, 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 don't fall in.
Border Crossings in the Dark with Bella Rios. Tell me what that song is about.
That song is about my anxiety and how I've let my fears get to me. And there's kind of it's a very reflective song in which I go through the feelings of being lost in my thoughts, of being controlled and consumed by my thoughts, but also how I've managed to just begin to break free from them. And how liberating that feels.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And, you know, I'm sure writing songs, as a songwriter does, it's therapeutic. You know, it's got to be therapeutic, where you can express your feelings and emotions and experiences in songs.
Yeah. Honestly, it was songwriting and therapy are really, really key to my development and have been really key to my growth. And I definitely think that is reflected in these songs. And I lean on songwriting so, so, so heavily in the most difficult of times. And I don't think there's anything like it.
Hmm. If somebody came to you, a music executive came and said, "Hey, Bella Rios, you can pick songwriting or singing. You can't do both." What would you pick?
I think that's really a really difficult question.
Yes, that's my job.
But I would probably say singing. Because obviously, as I said earlier, performance was one of the first big things that really got me into writing my own music. I knew I wanted to write my own music because I wanted to perform it and I wanted to share it with others and I wanted it to have an impact on others. And I think that if I had to pick, as much as I'd miss songwriting, if I was still able to sing and channel my emotions through the words of others, that would be therapeutic enough and rewarding enough if I had to pick. That being said, thank God I don't have to pick between the two of them in real life.
Yes, yes. And do you have a favorite songwriter whose songs you particularly love?
Oh my gosh. I love John Bellion. I have a fat crush on him too.
All time low or all time high?
Yes, all time low. And literally, I have listened to his entire catalog. I'm absolutely obsessed with him. His lyrics are stunning. He has such a unique approach to writing, like to instrumentation and to production. I seriously think he's a genius. I'm obsessed with him.
I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift. Let me ask you, you're in love with her too? You're a Swiftie too?
I mean, I don't think anyone in their right mind can't be. I mean, she's written every type of thing that you could possibly listen to. So yes. If you don't like her, it's probably a you problem.
What do you think about Beyonce's new album?
Oh my gosh, I think it's amazing that she's exploring country. I think her voice is absolutely stunning. I mean, she could sing anything and I'd listen to it. So go her.
So, Bella, your music was described as angsty punk and glittering pop. And you're based in Nashville, which is the home of country music. I mean, that's where everybody is making country music. We just talked about Beyonce. So how do you describe yourself?
I would say those terms are definitely applicable to some of my songs. I think they're fitting for some of my songs. But I'd also say, like, for every pop punk song I write a really introspective, emotional ballad. So I'd say that there's definitely different facets to my music. But I will take that title all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And as for Nashville, I mean, I just like to defend Nashville and say it's the home of country music, but it is growing and changing and becoming more diverse every single day. And it's a great place to be regardless of what genre you write.
Right,
for.
Right. And it's called Music City. So it is, you know, I mean,
it is the best.
The best.
It.
You love it. But there's all these different places that you've lived. Do you have a favorite place?
I feel like that would be really bad to say.
Not at all.
I
because remember, we're broadcasting out of the U.S. to 100 different countries worldwide.
Oh, okay.
So Chicago won't be offended, and, you know.
I don't know. Chicago might be offended, but I will say that, oh, goodness. I do prefer Nashville just because
Just because. That way you don't offend anybody. I like Nashville just because, you know, I live in D.C. I'm not from D.C. I'm from Detroit. I got the same winter lake effect stuff that you get in Chicago.
Just for the weather. I'm practical. Okay. Nashville's a little bit.
There you go. So let me ask you this question. If you could collaborate with three artists, dead or alive, who would your top three artists be on your bucket list?
Okay, the first would most definitely be Freddie Mercury. I love Queen. They're one of my biggest inspirations. The cover band that I was in for a while, we did an only Queen-based show, and it was one of the most fun shows we've ever done. And also one of the most difficult because we had to coordinate like seven vocalists at a time. It was insane. So definitely Freddie. Probably Stevie Nicks. I love her. She's an icon, and I really love that she's been collaborating and performing with other contemporary artists recently. And let me think of a more contemporary one. This is literally so difficult.
Yeah, this is the year of the female singer. I mean, the females have been around forever, but I mean, this year in particular, it's one after another.
It's amazing. I'd probably say Olivia Rodrigo. I say her all the time. She's my go-to. I just think her music, listening to Sour, I held on to these songs for a long time, and I knew I wanted to kind of go down a rock pop lane. I didn't necessarily know if it was possible to do in a popular way. And once I heard Sour, I felt really emboldened and empowered. And I was like, this is something people will want to listen to. Mm-hmm. So I love her.
Did COVID affect your songwriting in any way?
Oh my God, massively, actually. I lived in Chicago until the end of my junior year of high school, and we moved to Nashville my senior year. So that was like right around COVID. Like COVID happened in the middle of my junior year. And I just started to get in the groove of writing every other day with a group of writers that I really, really liked. And I was making a lot of progress there. And so when I moved to Nashville, it was kind of like my foundation was shaken. I had to remake all these connections in a time where I couldn't be within 6 feet of people, which was really difficult. So I had to learn how to songwrite online and through Zoom and things like that. But honestly, I would say that learning how to do that made me become a more independent songwriter, which was definitely important and good for my growth as an artist, because I wasn't relying on all the other talented people around me. I was really like only working with myself, and I had a lot of individual development before I went back to writing rooms again.
Did you miss the prom moving in your senior year to another state?
I know. So we had a COVID prom. They did their best with the circumstances, but like we were sitting outside 6 feet apart eating grilled chicken.
And dancing like this.
Literally, no, it was fine. Technically, all I really cared about was that I got to wear the dress. So I did the fun part that I wanted to do.
Yes. And you'll have the photo forever. That's what you want to show your kids and whatever. Say, hey, Mom, this is the prom.
Yeah, except I don't know if I can show it to people because I had an atrocious spray tan. Like, atrocious. Never again after that experience. So I'll keep that photo under lock and key, but I'll remember the experience forever.
We're chatting with Bella Rios, who's our guest today, and her new EP is called Sincerely. Why'd you call it Sincerely?
I called it Sincerely because, as I said earlier, this collection of songs really speaks to a long period of my life, and you can really feel the development of my songwriting and my mental health and honesty with myself and the listeners through the song. And so I was just trying to search for a word that really, that felt like this was a letter to everyone who was listening that was open and honest, and Sincerely just felt perfect for that. Mm.
I always ask songwriters, where are the most unusual places you got inspiration for a song?
Okay. I usually write at least somewhat about my personal experiences. Even if I'm writing from another person's point of view, I need to channel my own experiences. So nothing has been like that crazy. It's not like I see, it's not like I read a book and I'm like, oh my God, I'm writing about this. Like, I'm too type A for that. I'm not that creative. but the craziest, I guess probably whenever I keep a notebook at the side of my bed, because I get so many ideas when I like wake up in the middle of the night having a nightmare, because I have a lot of those. So I know that's not that obscure, but that's probably the least.
No, it's an interesting story. You know, the nightmares inspire songs for you. So that's kind of very, very interesting.
Yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night a lot with lots of thoughts. Still struggling with the OCD, if you couldn't tell. So.
Yeah. Well, the mind's got to shut down. Learn how to shut the mind down so you can get some sleep.
Working on it.
Let me ask you this also. Have you toured much? Have you done a lot of touring, performing in front of live audiences?
Oh, I love performing. I've been performing. I performed consistently with that cover band when I was from the age of 13 to like 17. And then when I moved to Nashville, as soon as venues were open again, I started doing writers' rounds and open mics. I perform here on campus in venues in the school proper. And then also we have like our own social scene. So there are a couple places I can play in town. But I play live every time I get the opportunity. It is one of the most rewarding parts of music for me, just because I love connecting with people. So I'll play anytime I get the chance, and hopefully there's more to come.
So now that you're a solo artist, there's got to be a tour to support the album, I assume. So what's the summer plan?
Well, I am a geek, so I do have an internship in Boston. So that's where I'll be primarily based. But in every second that I'm not working, I'm going to be writing, playing as much as possible. I think I'm going home to Nashville for a few weekends to play at a couple of venues there. And I'm looking for every opportunity possible in Boston. So there will definitely be performances. The actual firm details will probably have to be found on my socials a little bit closer to the time.
All right, because I know we have an international audience. Maybe you'll get a chance to go overseas and perform around the world. You know, we're on
fingers crossed.
Japan and, you know, you name it. They're hearing us in Africa and Australia and many other places around the world. So, you know, hopefully you get that chance to go and perform outside of the United States. So I was going to ask you also, if you could take one album, you're stuck on a desert island. One album, that's all you could take. What album would that be?
I think there's very few artists that I get so into that I listen to their albums front to back. And one of them that I can definitely say would get me through that stay on the island is The Human Condition by John Bellion. It speaks to every different feeling, emotion, struggle you can possibly have in the most beautiful way. That's easy for me. Definitely that album.
Mm-hmm. Well, John Bellion, if you're watching, she's a big fan, obviously. big fan. Let me ask you, have you named your fans?
No.
No? Because some artists have names.
I mean, I know my biggest fans' names right now, my mom, Mommy, and my little brother, Everett. So, I mean, and maybe the four friends on campus who I forced to listen to my music. So, I don't have a formal name for all the group yet, but I mean, maybe one day I'll let them name themselves. I don't want to put that on them.
Yeah, well, we've had similar journeys in our lives, mine, yours. I mean, I lived in Chicago. I went to school at Northwestern for a year, and in Evanston, and I lived in Boston for a year working in radio. I lived in Framingham. So definitely we have similarities there. So I was going to ask also, if you don't mind giving your socials and website so that your fans around the world can reach out to you.
You can find me everywhere on everything at I Am Bella Rios. My TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, my website is also iambellarios.com. So very easy to remember, hopefully. That was the goal. So, yeah.
If you're majoring in economics, was that the career choice initially? And music is, or where are you at career-wise? What is the path for you forward?
Well, music is my dream, for sure. That's my passion. But as I said, I'm very type A. I like having a plan. I find it very difficult to have uncertainty, which is not the best situation for someone who loves music and wants to pursue music. So, but at the same time, my academics do bring me a lot of fulfillment. I really enjoy learning. So I always knew I wanted to go to the school. It's a dream of mine. So I'm fulfilling this and simultaneously trying to see if music is really, like, if people are ready to listen to my music or enjoy listening to my music. And if that works out, it's 200% down this path. Worst comes to worst. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say worst.
You got a Princeton degree in economics.
Worst comes to worst, I'll use my finance classes.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Are you a risk taker or not? Somebody with OCD, OCD typically isn't a risk taker, because music is a risk. And
I think that part of why I love music and part of why music fulfills a different part of me than my academics is because it brings out that side of me. I think it emboldens me and empowers me to be a risk taker, even when I might not on a daily basis. And that's part of why I love it. So I guess not in everything, but in music, yes.
Mm-hmm. Olivia Rodrigo was asked what her favorite era is for music. And she said the 70s, interestingly enough. And for fashion and music, you know, her fashion influence, she said, was from the 70s as well. She buys a lot of thrift clothes and whatever.
Yeah.
So for you, what would you say your favorite era? Because you grew up listening to Aerosmith.
Yeah, I would probably say the 80s and 90s, a little bit later than her. Anything with, like, whatever spans U2 to, like, Jackson 5, like, that's your vibe.
That's your vibe. Bella Rios is our guest here on Border Crossing. Sincerely is the name of the new EP. Check her socials and her website for information about a tour that might be upcoming. Before we say goodbye and let you go, is there anything you want to say to the international audience of 300 million in 100 countries?
I just want to say, if you give my music a chance, I mean, I would be so extremely grateful, and I hope it touches you in the way that you are needing in that moment. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're lovely. Great to talk to you. Really nice to meet you, and congratulations on all your success. And I, you know, I'm in awe of all of the things you're doing, and, you know, taking on a Princeton degree at the same time you're taking on a music career. That's pretty impressive stuff. But thank you, Bella.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking.
Well, what a pleasure it is to have you on the show, Bella. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and watching. Bella Rios is our guest, singer-songwriter, and her new EP is called Sincerely. So please check it out. My name is Larry London. You're watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.